Because the Kansas City Chiefs will have a new starting outside linebacker in 2011, this is Addict Radio, Episode 4, for July 10th, 2011. What's up, addicts? I am Patrick Allen, and welcome to another episode of Addict Radio, Arrowhead Addicts mini podcast. We're going to get right into it. Mike Vrabel has turned in his helmet and cleats for a sweater vest. Various sources are reporting that former Kansas City Chiefs outside linebacker Mike Vrabel will leave the NFL. He'll retire to join Luke Fickell's coaching staff at the Ohio State University, a program that's in a lot of turmoil right now. They're trying to turn the corner. And they're going to do that by bringing in one of their alumni, Mike Vrabel, to coach their linebackers. So congratulations to Mike on a great NFL career. And best of luck to him at Ohio State. Maybe we'll see him back on the sidelines with the Chiefs someday if things work out at Ohio State. Now, that means that the Chiefs have got a starting outside linebacker slot to fill. And we've got pretty much two main candidates. We're going to talk about them real quick. And we're going to see who you guys think should take over for the Vrabes. 8-pack, as we call them around AA, for his little run-in with the cops at the casino. Anyway, we've got two guys. We have got Justin Houston, who I know a lot of you are really excited about. He is second-round talent. The Chiefs got him at a value because he was smoking a little bit of weed before the NFL Combine. But he's a rookie, and he's a little bit behind the eight ball right now because, of course, the NFL lockout hits this year, and these rookies, they've had no OTAs, they've had no mini camps. God knows when they'll ever get to training camp, and so it's going to be a lot harder for the rookies to step up and make an impact right away. But the Chiefs are fortunate because they've got a guy by the name of Andy the Steeler Slayer Studebaker. He made his big impact for the Chiefs in the 2009 season, which was absolutely wretched. Save for one game against the Pittsburgh Steelers where Studebaker came up with two huge interceptions, one of them in the red zone that helped the Chiefs over an improbable overtime victory over the defending Super Bowl champion Pittsburgh Steelers. Studebaker's been playing limited snaps for the Chiefs, but he's been mentoring under Vrabel for these last 2 years, and you couldn't ask for a better teacher for Studebaker. Now is probably going to be Studi's chance to step up and show what he's got. I think the Chiefs are going to go with him out of the gate. You know, if he falters after a couple of games, they might put in Houston. But he's definitely going to get his chance. And this is going to be his fourth year in the league. He's going to turn 26 in September. He never played more than about 30 snaps or so for the Chiefs last year. He had a couple of sacks, a few tackles, but not enough for anybody to really evaluate how he would be as a full-time starter. But I think this is Studebaker's time. He got a slow start to his career. He started on the Eagles practice squad. Herm Edwards plucked him off of there and brought him to Kansas City. It's going to be his fifth year in the league, and I think that he's got a chance to make a big impact for the Chiefs this year. I really do. I like what I've seen from him when he has gotten playing time. In the preseason game against the Eagles, he played very well last year. So we will see. But what do you guys think? Is Andy Studebaker the future at outside linebacker opposite Tom Bahaly for the Chiefs? Or is he merely a placeholder for Justin Houston? Or is he a career backup that's, you know, going to have a John McGraw type of career, defy the odds, hang around because of his ability on special teams and his hard work in practice and his experience? So let us know in the comments of this post who you want to see on the field at Arrowhead against the Buffalo Bills for the home opener, if by the grace of God it actually happens. That's all we've got for today. I'm Patrick Allen, and this has been another episode of Addict Radio.